Hello and welcome to the Friday, February 14th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, let's start out with a quick wrap-up of what we have with the Lynxes Swarm since the podcast yesterday. Actually, just after I recorded the podcast, I was able to capture a binary copy of the actual payload the Swarm then installed on the router. Couple things of insight here. It does only scan a specific set of networks, about 620 different networks. I posted a link to a diary comment just earlier today. Also, the list of exploitable routers is quite a bit larger than we originally thought. It's essentially all of the Lynxes E series, so that's E900, 1,1200 up to 4,200. But also some of the WRT series 150N through 610N, as well as WAP 610N and a couple of others. So it does affect a good number of different routers. Mitigation advice remains the same. Turn off remote admin. That's probably the best you can do. If you have to keep it open, move it to a different port. This Swarm at least will only scan port 8080 and 80, but of course there's no telling what else may be scanning for routers. And we got a lot of questions if you're vulnerable, if you're running one of the alternative firmwares like OpenWRT and such. Of course, you will not be vulnerable if you're running one of the alternative firmware options. But enough about routers. Let's see what else we have here. And one interesting story from Netcraft. Netcraft found a number of bad certificates out there. Now, when I first saw that, I thought, well, what's the big deal? You know, users will get a warning, so shouldn't really hurt anybody if users pay attention. Turns out that a lot of mobile applications and such don't pay attention, and evidently some of these broken SSL certificates have been used to intercept, for example, PayPal payments from the Steam gaming platform and such. So certainly something to take care of. Not much you can really do as an end user here. What has to happen is that mobile applications do properly test certificates. In order to issue these certificates, the attacker went through the trouble to set up their own certificate authority and named it similar to some valid certificate authorities, like for example the America Online root certificate. So that made it even a little bit harder than for a user to detect that it was not legitimate. And FireEye today reported that it found a new Internet Explorer 10 Seraday vulnerability that was actually exploited as part of a waterhole attack. As typical for these waterhole attacks, a website was compromised, and then the exploit was used to download an XOR-encoded payload from a site and then executed on the client. Not much you can do about this for now. Like I said, in Explorer 10 appears to be vulnerable against this. But then it's not always Seradays that get you into trouble. Steve Kemp in his blog is writing about a recent experiment he did looking for rsync shares. He was going to enumerate rsync shares across the internet. You may want to disagree with that being a good idea. Well, luckily he stopped it after seeing how much private data is being exposed via a pretty old service like rsync. Rsync, I still use it. I use it over SSH, wasn't really aware that there are evidently still a lot of people that just keep public rsync servers exposed to the internet. And talking about things that may or may not be connected to the internet, we also late today got a little request that looks quite interesting from a reader that he found in his weblogs, someone looking for a Siemens bootstrapping JNLP browser development URL. The term Siemens here, of course, may indicate some industrial control system, but we really have no idea what they're trying to accomplish here. The scan came from a university in Germany, so it may be yet another research program trying to find vulnerable devices. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.